Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know what I appreciate?
What's that?
I appreciate when we get texts that are helpful.
What do you mean?
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Here's how you guys should do your next grocery bag drop-off.
Tote bag.
It's a grocery bag. I'll fight you.
All right.
Thank you. Have Dylan and Carson arrive at the location first before you announce it. That way it's fair and the people first come, first serve get a bag.
Not good.
Why?
Can't do it that way.
Why?
Because there's reasons why we can't. I don't really want to go into it here on air. But we can't do it that way. Well, here's what you don't want to do, okay? You don't want to start a panic and cause erratic driving.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want that.
Into the lot.
Yeah. Okay. Because if you have the people already there, then you announce the location.
Okay, fine.
Well, you asked.
I did.
I'm just trying to tell you that, look, when it comes to a promotion like this, there's nobody that thinks this stuff out better than I do. Look, I am all about no flub ups. I want no problems whatsoever. I want to make it safe. I want to make sure that everybody walks away happy. And then you get these two yahoos that can't go out and execute the
plan.
They
did a fine job. We just agreed on
that.
Well,
they did okay. We can get better.
Oh my God. There was one woman. She had, I just saw the video that Carson shot. She has a karaoke system in her car.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
I'm in love.
Isn't that wild? Cool?
I am in love.
I love that she has a karaoke machine inside her car.
Let me hear you again there, girlfriend.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
That's fantastic. I love it. What a great idea. Just to, I mean, you know, you throw your friends in the car. Everybody can be singing on their microphones. She had a microphone and everything.
Yep.
That is fantastic.
Karaoke right there.
I love that. Okay, anyway, we have sad news. I know it's Friday, and like I want to, you know, keep it going all happy and stuff, but this is a sad story about Brandon Blackstock. He is Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband and the father of her two children, and he passed away. Here's the news story, number one.
Stock, a talent manager and the former husband of Kelly Clarkson, has died. A statement from the Blackstock family says he died of cancer, adding he bravely fought the disease for more than 3 years. The family said he passed away peacefully and was surrounded by family. Blackstock, who was also the stepson of country music legend Reba McEntire, leaves behind four children, including two children he shares with Kelly Clarkson. The singer and TV host said that she was canceling the remaining dates of her Las Vegas residency to be with her kids. Brandon Blackstock was 48.
48.
Ugh, wow. So sad. I feel so horrible for those kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's
it's just terrible.
And they're little. They're little kids.
We heard this story yesterday, and we didn't know how bad it really was.
Right.
But when we heard yesterday, we knew that there was something very serious for her to cancel, like she did with her Vegas shows. But then this broke later in the afternoon, and I was shocked.
You know, you did... this isn't even a joke. You did make a good call because you said, I'm pulling the Miss Independent song.
I did.
Yeah, because it does seem like creepy to...
Well, we were supposed to play Kelly Clarkson. Now, this was scheduled before this death.
Right,
okay?
Right, yeah.
And it's called Miss Independent.
She's
by herself, alone. And I just didn't feel like it was appropriate this morning.
Yeah,
I thought, man, I don't know if I want to hear that.
Machine Gun Kelly, he was on, Today with Jenna and Friends, and they asked him how it's going with the baby and who's taking care of the baby, and he basically said that Megan does all the work.
Shocker.
Here it is.
How's life with a new babe?
It's awesome. I want to detract any of like the congrats to me and just move it to Megan because she really does all the work.
Yeah.
I keep getting called like the music teacher.
You come in with your scales.
No, she's just like, dude, you're just I don't know. Someone the other day was like, you're such a good dad, like in front, well, just because I was like holding a baby or something like that. And like,
I could see
she was fuming.
Yeah.
Like, yo, dude, like, no.
The things that go on BTS.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, she is the one I just, you know.
That's the best.
Yeah, I just play the guitar and hope.
Sing lullabies.
And pray that the baby is happy.
Wow, that's weird. That's the weirdest. coming. It's like, yeah, you know, she does it all and stuff, and I play the guitar.
Nobody's surprised by this.
No, we're not. That's true. All right, James Cameron is warning of Terminator-style apocalypse if AI combines itself with weapons. Basically, he says, please don't hook up AI to the nuclear system because it might go crazy. Now, as he's saying this, I want you all to watch this documentary. It's called AI 2027. And it's what they think that AI is going to look like in 2027. It's not on Netflix, although it should be. It's on YouTube. So just punch in AI 2027. It's only a 30-minute watch, but it's something we all need to watch.
I don't think they can comprehend what it's going to be in 2027. I think AI will move so fast that what they say now will be way beyond that even.
Well, it's called this AGI thing. Learn that word, AGI, because it's what's next. AI is already kind of, I don't know, it's already yesterday. AGI is going to be the new thing we're talking about, which is artificial general intelligence. And it's where these machines become human, like literally become human. And then what's the weirdest story is after your death, you can come back as a machine.
Oh.
That is... Remember when we were talking about cars that drive themselves and we couldn't put our heads around it? Like,
right. You
know, I don't know, 7 years ago, we're like, cars are never going to drive themselves. And the next thing I know, I'm in a Waymo.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right?
I kind of feel like, though, those, what are they called? The hologram shows they do with Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley. I kind of feel like that already exists.
Yeah, but this is different because this will be you in real time.
Well, I know, just in my simple world, I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. It's artificial general intelligence, and it will basically learn you, who you actually are. It won't be an old clip of you like trying to sing in a hologram. It will learn who you are, and it will become you. And it's so mind.
I don't think I want that. When I'm gone, I'm gone. I don't need some machine here impersonating.
I know,
me.
Isn't that weird?
I don't want that.
But they have the technology. It is so bizarre. It's just, and it's a way for people to keep their loved ones with them.
Yeah, maybe we won't get that technology over in Littleton. I'll fight against it if there's a vote.
And then later today, we're going to play that new Jelly Roll Marshmallow collaboration, right?
We are?
Yeah. It's Jelly Roll and Marshmallow.
Okay, I'm just asking. We are?
We are. And
I've not heard it.
Also, I guess Ed Sheeran came out with a new video, too. I haven't seen it yet, but I guess he came out with a new music video. Is there anything else I missed? Nope. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I do have a clip here of that Jelly Roll. Are we playing the entire song or just the clip?
I don't know.
Because I have it here.
Okay, just play it.
Sad. All right, let's listen to this, and then we'll determine if we want to play it or not.
Good call.
Okay, is that a good call?
Yep.
All right, here, listen. For the broken. I say no. Anybody else want to vote? You want to vote? Hey, Spadell, you got
it. Let's hear it.
I'm good.
I'm good. One tear for the brokenhearted. Pour out a little holy water. Two tears for the soul departed. Pour out a little holy water.
Keep still slowly. Wait, that's playing on top of the...
Yeah.
I haven't heard this remix before.
But it's not on here.
It was.
It's not on.
Well, it was. I'm just telling you, I heard it.
Is it on the card?
No.
Anyway, I wrap this sucker up. Just push the next button.
Yeah. All right. BJ, Jamie, Morty Show. There you go. It's a Friday.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah.
Got an idea.
Yeah.
Oh, you too, Carson. Got an idea here. You know, Carson's going to be in Castle Rock tomorrow. Maybe he just takes bags.
Oh, that's a great idea.
He's going to be in Castle Rock tomorrow. You mentioned Castle Rock.
I did mention Castle Rock.
Put it on the tour.
Perfect.
Well, he's going to be down there tomorrow.
Okay.
So why don't you just take a buttload of bags and give them away tomorrow?
My God, you're a genius.
Duh.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
What are we doing at Castle Rock?
All right, so for Outlets at Castle Rock, I'll be there tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's Rhythm and Soul Shoe Drive. So we're taking new shoes. We're taking gently worn shoes. If you got shoes, bring them down. And then if you give me a pair of shoes tomorrow during 11 a.m. to 1, then you're going to get what they call Smart Bucks. It's a booklet, huge savings booklet, $550 worth of savings and deals at the outlets of Castle Rock.
Oh, that's a good deal.
No, you're getting a bag.
Well, they'll get a bag too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tote bag. That's the thing. Yep. Bring sneakers, you get a tote bag.
Yep. Nice. And you're going to be entered to win a $1,000 shopping spree at Outlets of Castle Rock, too, tomorrow. So.
That is all right. So not only do they get that booklet, right,
yep,
for all the back to school deals, but you also get a bag.
You get a bag. I'll hook you up with a bag, and you get you're entered to win $1,000
shopping spree, and that's 11 to 1 and tomorrow. Yep.
Outlets Castle Rock. We'll
bring
see
some
you there.
Shoes. Perfect. All
right. 11 to 1.
11 to 1.
Rhythm and Soul.
I like it. Woo! I like the name
of that. That's a cool name.
Yeah. So bring some shoes. It's for back to school. And believe it or not, it's kind of sad, but a lot of kids don't even have shoes to go to school. We forget that part, you know?
Sure do.
Yeah, so please bring a pair of shoes.
And we'll take any sizes.
There's a lot of different outlets out there, too, that are giving, or not giving, but they are like, you know, getting school supplies to give to kids. Because a lot of times, there's parents that can't afford it, you know?
That whole
so this works out great, man. Yeah. All right, tomorrow, 11 till...
11 to 1 at Outlets of Castle Rock.
You got it.
DJ and Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, I got a question for you.
Sure.
How does the Parade of Homes work? Denver's Parade of Homes is this weekend. Do you go there and look at models and then you buy in that neighborhood, or is it just a...
No, I think the Parade of Homes is actual, like, people's individual homes and you go and look at it, at their homes.
They allow you to come into their homes?
I know. I think it's sketch, too.
Is that, like...
I mean, or is this parade, there's different kinds. Like, is this Parade of Homes like a kickoff to a new community? Or
because sometimes they do have new community Parade of Homes, or you can bounce around from different communities.
Yeah, and it can have like
models.
A theme, right?
Okay, so here it is. Okay. Denver Parade of Homes returns running now this weekend through August 24th. Showcase of the latest architecture, home design along the Front Range. It just says, no, it's neighborhoods throughout the Denver metro area. Right. So it's all
over.
Because
I remember one year, the governor's mansion was even on the Parade of Homes.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, yeah.
So you literally go to these homes in various parts of town, and you just go through them just to see the difference in architecture and the way they're made.
Yeah, and then what you do is Matthew Perry, and you open up their medicine cabinets, take all their drugs. That's what you do.
Oh, I wouldn't give that information out. I don't think you do that.
Isn't that what Matthew Perry said? I mean, I know it's sad, but
Didn't he say that
he would go to open houses just to go through? I mean, that is an addiction right there.
Now, if you go to one of these homes and run yourself a good bath, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, that part's fine. Yeah.
But I wouldn't take
the meds. Lot of times they close all the bathrooms and then they won't let you go pee or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't want like strange butt heat on
their
stuff.
I totally get that.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you would want that.
No.
Man, I can't even imagine opening up my house to a Parade of Homes.
Well, my parade would be like this. They'd open the front door and they'd go, how many things from Amazon did you buy? And why haven't you opened them?
How do you volunteer to get on this list? Because, I mean, that takes some real guts to give up your home for the Parade of Homes.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, usually they have a theme, so I don't know if it's like the Frank Lloyd Wright era, even though I don't think we have any of those homes here. I don't know.
You can also tour all of them in online, too.
Oh, you can?
Yep.
See, that's
safer, that's not as much fun, though.
Because doesn't it, like, make you feel like that sketchy people would, like, go, oh, there's a sliding glass door there.
Spadell, they should do the Parade of Basements.
Now, you get in on it.
Just do a parade. You're not allowed anywhere else in the house. Just go straight to the basement.
Oh my God. You know what? That is actually the funniest, best idea ever.
You know me, Jamie. I'm always thinking, man. I'm a marketing genius around here, okay? Savannah Bananas this weekend, too. That's going to be a huge, huge deal. Over at Coors Field, it's all weekend long.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, I don't know about you, Jamie, but I am exhausted today.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
It's been a very, very, very long day with you. Very long.
No, not because of me. I'm saying it's been a lot of fun.
I'm sorry, yes.
It's been just a hoot.
It has been a hoot.
It's been a hoot, and I'm so...
I would call it memorable. It's been very memorable.
I'm so glad so many people, the thousands of people that received bags this morning, I'm glad they're happy.
By the way, don't forget, too, that Carson's going to be in Castle Rock tomorrow with bags.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
From 11 to 1.
Outlets of Castle Rock, come by and bring a pair of shoes. They could be new. They could be gently worn. Whatever. We'll take them any size.
You didn't really ask me if you could actually do a bag drop on your own. Wait, I don't know how this came about.
You're the king of the bags.
I feel like I'm king of the bags.
You're the king of the bags.
That it should go through me. Uh-huh. Don't you kind of feel that way? I think it should.
No, what, you're not the boss of me.
I'm the hoarder of the bags. And he never asked. He just went and got his own bags.
He did, because
I'll bet you they say the
Carson South, though.
I'll bet you they say the Carson Show on him. You probably marked out Slacker's name.
Yeah.
The Carson Show. On the backside.
I may have written over it.
You should do that tomorrow.
No, he shouldn't. No.
Yeah, don't do that.
My God, what is wrong with you?
It's a bad attitude.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry about that.
It's the weekend.
Castle Rock tomorrow.
Yeah, Outlet's Castle Rock. We'll be there.
Savannah Bananas.
Woo! Shoe drive. Oh, yeah. Savannah
bring
Bananas.
Shoes. I'm so sorry. Interrupt.
Yeah, shoe drive.
Yeah, bring shoes.
Shoe drive. Yeah, you got to mention that,
too.
Bring
shoes for a bag.
Got some bag. Shoes,
yeah, yeah. Shoes for a bag. What was that look? Are you okay?
This is not a sanctioned tote bag event, folks.
I just want you to know,
this is not an officially sanctioned BJ tote bag event.
It's for the kids.
Yeah.
All right, you
can
use
shoes,
it.
Shoes, and so they get a. If you bring shoes, you get a bag.
All right, you can borrow the name. Just go with it. Oh yeah, God. The Savannah Bananas.
Yep.
You don't know if you're going or not.
I am going.
How do you know?
No matter what, I'm going.
Oh, you are going. That's
I
right.
mean, has anybody yeah. seen, what's his name, Ron Johnson, or what did I say his name was? Anyway, can't find him.
Ron Johnson.
I don't think that's his name. But,
yeah, I don't think so either.
But anyway, he ghosted me. He had the tickets and he ghosted me.
You'll get in. Yeah, just go down there. You'll get in. Just flash a few hundos. You'll be in.
I was going to flash my boobs.
Yeah. Those hundos still work. Yeah. That's a couple hundred dollar bills. Boom, you're in, girl.
I'm in. Yep.
Enjoy the show.
Yep.
All right, you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy. We will see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.